Democratic Governor Jim Doyle is at a meeting of the National Governors Association. President Bush met with the group yesterday and vowed to work with them. Bush insisted that federal aid to the states is rising and said his economic stimulus plan would eventually provide more of a boost in state revenues. But Doyle is doubtful.
He was not very encouraging that there would be much help coming to the states, and it's pretty hard to see how the stimulus package is going to have any direct effect on the budget crisis we're facing in Wisconsin. I really wish they were more focused on creating jobs.
Doyle and some of the governors also met with former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, now head of the Department of Health and Human Services. They talked about Medicaid reform. Doyle says Thompson will recuse himself from ruling on an intergovernmental transfer idea that Doyle hopes will net Wisconsin another $400 million in Medicaid funds. But Doyle contends a Thompson deputy was premature in saying the idea will be rejected.
I've talked to a number of people here in his department about it, and you know, the fact is the claim hasn't even been made yet, so everybody's getting way ahead of themselves right now. I think it's a good claim. I think it's a conservative claim and one we intend to put forward and pursue.
Today, Doyle plans to meet with members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation to see if they'll help Wisconsin with its budget woes. Two Republican members of the delegation, Mark Green and Paul Ryan, and Democrat Ron Kind, are occasionally mentioned as future candidates for governor. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.